Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Arsenal events in this morning. We're going to talk about a lot of fitness things and races and such around the community in the next few months. Kristen Loescher is here, the owner of Arsenal Events. Kristen, it's always good to have you here. And as a fellow Michigan person, it's extra special.
Right, it's an honor, right, Ted?
Yes,
the Michiganders, we have to stick together.
We, so when we talk about things like pop and things like that.
Yes, burners, the essentials.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect. Also joining us from Pure Bar, Chelsea Cameron. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. It's great to be here.
You have so much energy. Most people will come in and will look around and say, I'm nervous, and you don't. So this will be a very interesting
show.
Well,
Kristen knows I love a good microphone, and we've already done two classes at the studio this morning. So
she's ready to go.
So you're, so you and I then have been up a long time,
yes,
and
sir.
We have energy. That's what Kristen's just a step slower.
I will admit that, and I'm okay with that.
But confirm she got her coffee, so we're good.
Yes.
The couple of things. We'll start off. This is Grand Slam Rock Week. Big race.
Yes.
That is a race in really a short amount of time, Kristen, has become one that a lot of people really start to, as you look at the race calendar and races you want to start getting in and start getting ready, this is one of them.
It's one of them, yes. And so even chatting with the Fred Natz team, they're fantastic. You know, they look forward to this race now because it really kind of opens the spring season for them, other than yesterday, UVA, Maryland.
Right.
You know, they kicked things off a little earlier. But yeah, we're one of the first events that happens coming out of the stadium each year. And it's always a good time. We have so many amazing community partners. Chelsea and the Pure Bar team, they bring a pop-up class on the field after the race, which is so much fun. It's a great way to strengthen and stretch, work on that core. Cross training is essential. So, yeah, they'll knock it out of the park after the race as
you
well.
See what you did there? Knock it out of the park.
Knock it out of the park. Saw that. You're
brilliant.
In mid-morning form.
That's right. Look out.
Already. So we're gonna talk more about signing up and all that for the Grand Slam Rock. But since you're here, Chelsea, in Pure Bar, talk about cross training and all the things that you do.
I mean, we do so many things. And like she said, cross training really does matter. And Pure Bar is the first thing that I've found where you get cross training in one place. We have different formats that are offered in the studio. We do full body workouts in each class. And it's cross training in one space. You get cardio, you get stretching, you get alignment, flexibility, balance, strength and power, isolation, definition, all of those things under one roof. And so when you come in and you take the classes consistently, it really is a fantastic way to just keep a good workout routine sustained for a long term.
So talk about
why
cross training is important. As far as, you know, instead of just say, I run, I walk.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kristen and I talked about this a lot, especially in our earlier years with Pure Bar, because we've been doing this Pure Bar together for four years almost.
Yep.
And so that was what brought us together initially. And she would talk often about, as a runner, I'm not a runner. That was never a part of my life. I wish that I could be that person, but I'm not. But Kristen would come in and talk about, as a runner, you know, you focus on your lower body. And she'd come in and say, I've got strong legs. Strong legs. But upper body strength gets neglected sometimes.
Yep,
and core strength. And they tend to not stretch, you know, after a big run. And when you don't loosen up those muscles that get tense and tight,
bad things
out on
happen.
The road, bad things happen to your body, right? Breaks down. And
yeah.
So,
and even thinking about it, you know, just looking back, had I cross-trained more, I probably would have saved myself from injuries, right? And so I don't run very much anymore. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact I wasn't cross-training, wasn't strength training, stretching as much as I should. So the second I took my first Pure Bar class and we started to work out together, I was like, I'm sold. Pure Bar
totally
for life.
Hooked.
Yeah.
So what's a class like?
It depends on the class you're taking. But a classic class, what people think about when they think of bar classes, bar style classes, it's lots of small movements, lots of isolation, low weights, light weights, 2 to 3 pounds. Sounds like it's nothing, right? People come in and they're like, oh, 3 pound weight, that's easy. But it just, it completely reshapes your way of thinking about working out. Lots of shaking muscles. And it's just a really, really unique way to tone up the muscle fibers in your body.
Yeah, and what kind of sold me was the low impact part of it.
Yes.
So there are some classes in power. It can be a little more high impact. But for me, I mean, I jokingly call it my pre-water aerobic stage of life, right? Where I have to start. I mean, you don't even, you have to start making smarter choices. And I'm competitive. If you throw me in a boot camp class, I will go all out and probably not be able to get out of bed the next day.
Right, you'll get hurt.
So it's making more reasonable choices as, you know, I turn 46 this year. You know, it's just, the fact that you can do a low-impact workout that is highly effective.
High intensity, too.
And high intensity, yes. I mean, it sold me after my first class. I was like, sign me up. I will be here for the rest of my life.
So do you wish, as someone who was and is a competitive runner, that you had done this, started this
decades ago,
even in high school? Is it even that soon?
Yes, yeah, because a lot of the pounding my body took, I think, happened in high school, right? And I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Ted, right? So not only from Michigan, but the Upper Peninsula, right? Yeah. Graduated with a class of 38.
You gotta say the Youper.
I'm a Youper.
Like,
and so there wasn't, so it's kind of like limited things like access to great weight rooms or, a lot of these kids, they're set up more for success now and they are focused more on the strength training. You know, Kate, my daughter, the senior in high school, she's doing a lot of strength work, a lot of core work. So there's a lot of knowledge, I think, that's out there now and a lot of stuff, that the internet's available,
right?
You know, there's so much more information out there that I think is setting up these athletes now to be able to go harder longer versus, back in the day, it was kind of like, go run and do the thing, pound the body, beat it up, and then, I don't know.
No, I remember coaches just saying, go out and run for an hour, or go run down to the end of this road and come back.
Right, and come back, yeah. Yeah, we would run to the cemetery and back.
Yeah. Yeah, similar. Same. We had our life was very similar the more we talked. So Chelsea, when you talk about, high intensity.
Yeah.
What's it... Describe high intensity.
Muscle shaking, sweat inducing workouts where you're really, it's a bizarre thing to think about because you're not moving very much. In a classic class, you don't move very much. You're not moving big range of motion. But the impact that it has on your body internally is really intense. And so you're getting your heart rate up no matter what format you're taking. There is a cardio format where you're focused more on that heart rate spike. But across the board, it just...
It's good. I mean, you're isolating those muscle groups and you're working them to fatigue. So when we're shaking in class, your muscles are actually like that fatigued that they start to shake, and you're like,
that's where the true change is happening in your body. You've hit that point of fatigue, and then everything you do from that point on, as you allow your muscle to shake while you're working, is just strength building.
So how many times a week should you do this?
Oh, I'm not sure that there's a should, because every body is different, and whatever you're doing outside of Pure Barre is going to play a role in that as well, but. We have some folks that come 5 times a week, 6 times a week, and there are other people who just come once a week they cross train outside of the studio.
Okay.
Or they're just supplementing something else. But it really is, it's such a personal choice how often you want to be there. But you can be there 7 days a week. We're open 7 days a week. Rest days matter. I tell that to people all the time. Give your body a rest.
Yes.
From time to time. But for me, my sweet spot is like four times a week. If I can get in the studio and actually take a class 4 times a week, that's when I'm feeling the strongest, feeling my best.
Is there a certain time as far as the length of class? Is the class like
all
an
the classes
hour?
Are 50 minutes.
50 minutes,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, start to finish, you're in and out in an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd you ever fall into Pure Barre? How'd you find
Kristen Loescher changed my life.
She's changed many lives.
Right? Yes. We're kind of in the business of changing lives, though, I think. But I moved here from Germany, and it was right in the middle of COVID. And so everything was sort of shut down. I was a spin instructor, and nobody was hiring spin instructors. And I was kind of twiddling my thumbs, looking around like, I don't know anyone here in Stafford. Nobody's hiring spin instructors. I need something to do.
Yep.
And I happened to be scrolling through Facebook one night, and I saw this ad that said, Pure Barre coming soon. And I was like, what's that? I'd never heard of it. Cool, I'll put my information in.
Yeah.
So I did, really without thinking about it. And then the next day, Kristen called me up and said, hey, I'm Kristen, I'm the general manager for Pure Barre Stafford. And I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
Did I wait? And I had this whole moment. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she said, you filled out a form. And I went, yes, I did. Oh, I sure did. And that totally just snowballed into the greatest job I've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, we hit it off within that phone call. I remember talking, and it's almost like, we're going to be best friends. and I remember saying, I'm like, because she mentioned she was the spin instructor. I was like, well, would you be a Pure Barre teacher, you know?
Right.
And so, I mean, because, yes, like talking to Chelsea on the phone, you can feel the, you know, just her personality, her energy, the life coming out of her. I mean, I would say even too, like that was God timing, right? Like with that phone call,
for sure.
A lot of times, you know, just the fact that those things kind of all came together. And I remember to you, you mentioned the COVID times. You might remember saying this or not, but I remember you saying at one point, you were like, I would stand on my front porch and I would look out and go, friends, where are you?
Yes. I would stand in the neighborhood just looking around like, why is nobody outside?
Nobody was out.
There's no one to meet anybody. Yeah. So this, Pure Barre was really the best thing that could have ever happened to me, honestly.
And the studio opened at the right time.
Yes, it did.
It was May 2021. Things were starting to reopen again, and people were ready for community.
Hungry for community.
And that's what a lot of it is. Like, in the gym world, it's community. Yeah. It's building those friendships. You're sweating together. You're laughing together, crying together.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff
that
happens.
We've seen people come together at the bar with two R's. They come together, and they meet for the first time in class, and now years later they're taking cruises together and going on vacations, and like
it's
people
really cool.
are forming lifelong friendships and bonds over this
all because
this
of Pure Barre.
All because of Pure Barre. I think it's amazing.
Okay, so if someone wants to get in touch, what's the best way to do that?
Contact the studio for sure. I mean, we've got social media pages out there where you can reach us. Instagram, Facebook, look for Pure Barre Stafford, and then you can call the studio anytime. Look us up, we're there. 540-699-0793.
Chelsea Cameron here, Kristen Loescher here. Arsenal Events, our focus this morning, and a bunch of races and events going on. And we'll jump into a lot of that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Arsenal Events in this morning as we talk about a lot of events taking place, and we touched on it just a second ago. The Grand Slam Rock. It's I guess because you're finishing in the Frednet Stadium. That's the part, Kristen, that's just so unique about this race.
Oh, it's super cool. Yeah,
it
you
is.
Come in through the back part of the stadium, you round home plate, and you end up finishing out in right field. Right field, I think.
And you can see yourself finishing.
On the screen.
It's the coolest feeling ever.
And then we have the voice of Fredericksburg. Yours truly.
Ted
Schubel here announcing your name as you're coming into the finish line.
That's where technology really is so cool.
It's
when
cool.
they come across and with their bib and the chip, I guess, it pops up. So I see who they are and where they're from.
Yes, because we set up an announcer line right around home plate. So as they're crossing it, their timing tag is getting read by the timing equipment, pops onto your computer screen, like you said, and you can be like, here comes, Chelsea Cameron from Stafford, Virginia.
Well, I remember the first time I heard you announcing it a couple of races ago, and I'm standing there looking around, and I'm going, God, where are you? How? And I was so impressed with how in the world you caught these names, and I'm like, is he looking at people crossing and just
looking
knowing? I mean, I was completely blown away by the whole process.
No, he knows the whole thing.
I mean, it wouldn't have surprised me.
I memorize who's in the race. No, in the way it is set up, there's a little bit of a delay, so by the time your name comes, is about the time you're crossing the finish
line. Incredible.
Yes, because there is, like you said, a little bit of a delay, the data is getting read, it's pushing to your computer, and then it is cool, because as they're coming into that finish, it's a fun experience. I love it too, because we have the kids half mile that comes first, and for
some of
these kids, I mean, they're tiny,
it's their very first
race, their mom or dad might be running it with them, they chase the leprechaun, which, we generally rope in a high school athlete. Last year, Cameron, who worked for us, did it, Cameron Sidebotham, but he's off at Lynchburg this year running. So Xavier Raines from Colonial Forge High School is going to be our leprechaun. So the kids will get to chase the leprechaun around the field. And it's a great, safe environment, right? They're doing two laps around the warning track to the finish. They get their medal, and they feel like they're superstars. And that's how you build the running community, really.
Yeah.
From that tiny, tiny age where they can remember, oh, my goodness, I did that.
No.
They're walking or running. Sometimes they're crying. But at the end of the day, they're happy, right? Like, once they finish it, they're happy. They're nervous.
It does. You start with that, and then as you get older, you do the mile.
You do the mile, yep. So, so that actually puts them out on the road, right? So they're feeling that experience, like, okay, I've done this half mile. And the parents still have the option for the younger kids to be on the mile course with them. But yeah, it's great. We have our lead cyclists that will lead them safely around the course. All of the course marshals that sign up to volunteer are awesome. And then, of course, you know, Fredericksburg City Police, they come out and they're helping with traffic control on race day. And it's, I mean, it's a huge team effort across the board to pull this off. And then, yeah, they graduate from the mile to the 5K. And for the 5K, run it or walk it, right? There are so many walkers that come out to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And, you know, before the show, Ted, you and I were talking about we're walkers. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we're doing right now for exercise.
Yeah.
So it's a good time. The costumes are generally amazing.
Oh, it's so fun.
Lou Peridotto last year, I don't remember if you saw him or not, he dyed his beard orange.
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he tends to, like, up his game
and, well,
every
and
year.
And everyone else feeling like an underachiever right now. Is they're like, I got my green pants. Oh, man, but do you have an orange beard?
No, no, right. Right.
So it's just a ton of fun. And it's a great way to kick off really spring racing season.
It is, because this thing, and we'll get into a whole, there's all kinds of races in the area. But just the technology, boy, that has certainly changed with, you and I go back to the days of where, you know, where everything was, you know, bib numbers.
Right. Well, yeah, and you had like a little handheld time machine that you're, hitting a plunger, and it would record a time on that little printout piece of paper, like receipt paper, and then part of your bib would get ripped off when you finished a race, and they would put it on a stick.
Yes.
And then you'd have to go through the stick and all of those numbers that are put on the stick and then match it up with the times that you hit on the plunger and hope that it matched, right?
And now, or then you went from chips that you had, if you didn't return them, you were going to get fined for.
Right.
And now everything's embedded.
It's right on the back of the bib.
Yeah.
It's so much easier because, the timing tags that we used to wear around the ankles.
Yeah.
We have those still, right? Like, we use them for triathlons because you have to, but the amount of cleaning that goes into that afterwards, right? You're sanitizing them, you're washing all the straps. The fact that we can use disposable timing tags is...
It's incredible.
But even with all the technology, I found this interesting because we've talked about this before. The work that you and your poor family does to get ready for races.
Yeah.
And just the condition of your house a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. It looks like a race vomited right now. Like, when you walk into my home, it's like, well, there's boxes here, there's boxes there. Welcome to my home. My oldest two wisely chose to go camping and backpacking this early part of the week. They have spring break. So they're off in the mountains somewhere. And then, yes, Kate just has to come home. And Kate's my organized one, too. So for her to come into chaos,
poor girl. She's losing her mind
stressful.
Every time she comes home.
It's a little stressful. I mean, yeah, people pop over and I'm like, sorry, this is what it is. A race is coming.
And it's like that all season. I mean,
it is.
When I saw you in December, you were looking forward to the last of the races for a little bit of time during the winter.
It's nice to have that break.
Yeah.
Yeah, where your house actually looks like it's ready for Christmas. It's kind of nice. Yeah, we do generally have some time off in the winter intentionally, right? I mean, we could do a New Year's Eve, New Year's Day race. But, yes, because we have kids, because you kind of want to be able to enjoy the holidays with the family, it's definitely nice to have that break. But at the same time, like, you're gearing up for the whole year to come. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, it's you know, we talked about New Year's resolutions a couple of times. And it's New Year's resolution time, right? So race registration needs to be open so people can start to map out their race calendar.
Yeah.
So December does still tend to be busy. It's just my house is tidier.
Well, one of the things, and a lot of times I will say you ought to, and I will send people to you, when people, a lot of nonprofits sometimes will say, we're thinking of doing a race. And I don't think they know what's involved in a race. And I'll say, well, you need to go talk to Kristen because she can do it for you. But when you think about it, there's the register. You've got to have registration organized. You've got to have packet pickup. You have to have a course.
Right.
You have to. There's just all kinds of, timing of the race. There's a lot involved.
Right. There's a lot involved. And definitely, too, I feel like we had such a good resource that we took over for. You know, Vic Culp had been doing this in the area for years and years. And so because of how detail-oriented he was, you know, really set us up for success. So when people do have questions, hey, I'm thinking about having a race. Where could I possibly have it? And I'm like, well, here's a whole bunch of courses.
Yeah.
And then talking race directors through the permitting process, because a lot of times it could be, you know, their marketing director or an events director who's, you know, told, hey, welcome to the team. By the way, you also put on a 5K race, you know? So they have a lot of questions, which, we're happy to help them through that whole process.
And talking to the police and getting all that organized. And there's it's there's a lot to do it right because you can't just say, well, That's about 3 miles.
Right. Yes.
You have to measure it out exactly.
Yes. And so Vic does that for us. He's fantastic. There've been a couple of times I've gone out to help him for it, and it's a tedious process.
With the wheel.
It's wheel, and then he's got the Jones counter on his bike, so he'll bike off, you know, multiple times to make sure it's accurate. But yeah, it's a whole process in and of itself, but it's important, right? When people are running after PRs, you can't be like, hey, it was a 5K-ish. You know, they do want to know that I ran an actual 5K.
And you know, because I remember running a race one time in Colonial Beach and another one in Fredericksburg of where you finish and you're thinking, in both cases, one case, wow, I didn't think I was going that slow.
Yeah.
Or another time, that's my best race ever.
Right.
And then you find
like, oh, I ran 2.8 miles.
Yeah. Runners know exactly.
Well, especially now, I mean, they're wearing Garmins, right? All of the smartwatches, which are accurate to a point. So that is something that comes up, or we'll get questions. So basically, yes, the courses are measured. The physical courses, right? If you're wearing a tracking device, if you think about it, it's pinging satellite.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's blocked by trees. So your watch is not going to be the most accurate thing, especially if there's tight turns along the course. Just know, yes, all of our courses are USATF certified. They are the correct distance. Even if your Garmin tells you ran 3.15, maybe you didn't run the tangents. That's another thing too, but I promise you the courses are the right length.
Yeah, no, but I never thought of that. Does create, and people will say, be careful. Don't take what your watch shows as exact.
Right, yeah. Anytime I was running with a Garmin, I made sure I ran extra. You know, just because like, okay, if I plan on running 3 miles today, it might be 3.25 on my watch to make sure I'm getting
And if I hit the pavement, I'm like, oh, I mean, it says, you know, 0.4. That's basically a mile and a half, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not totally accurate.
Oh, so. Chelsea.
Although Chelsea ran our Frosty race. Frosty race 1 year.
Oh, it was so cool.
But you were fine.
It was so cool.
But you did great. Was it not a PR for you?
It was.
I swear, it was.
It was.
And you're like, and I've just been doing Pure Bar classes.
That's true. Yeah. See, again, that cross training comes into play. It actually definitely up-leveled my non-existent.
Yeah, I don't know that
game.
You like totally loved the experience, right? Running for that distance, but she crushed it. I'm just saying.
It was.
I think I know the answer to this, but this I don't know. I've never asked you this, so I'm really looking forward to this. So, Kristen, when you run a race, after the race, then are you one of those people then that goes out and runs another, like, you've done a 5K, and then you go out and run another 2 miles to, quote-unquote, cool down?
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore, because I don't run very much anymore. But, yes, I would cool down.
Did?
You have to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. As soon as I went over the finish line, I shut down. That was it.
No, I'm immediately cooling down.
No.
With Krispy Kreme donuts in my hand, and, you know, my water or coffee or whatever's available. Cold beer, maybe.
Yeah, I'd run my warm-up, run the race, cool down, the whole thing.
Because I always would just look upon you. I mean, Matt Boyd was always the person.
Yes.
I'd see him out there, and I would think, you just ran the race.
Well,
you're running another
runner.
One.
Right, and for a lot of those athletes, too, they may be training for like a half marathon or marathon, right? Historic halves coming up in town. And so for them, they may come out to run the Slam Rock race on Saturday, but it's a Saturday. It might be their long run day. So guess what? They might be running 10 miles afterwards.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep,
I used to be stars in my eyes.
Crazies.
I thought so.
Not anymore.
I thought so.
You pegged me.
To sign up for is there still time to sign up?
Yes,
for the
there's
Grand
still
Slam
time
Mark?
To sign up. There's a lot of T-shirt sizes available too. We made sure we ordered a lot of extras. The links, of course, are all over our social media. And then, I mean, basically, if they were to Google "run sign up" and Grand Slam Rock, it's going to pop up for them. But yep, there's space in all the races still.
Okay. And we'll talk about more other races and other stuff this morning. Kristen Loescher and Chelsea Cameron here. Chelsea with Pure Bar. And you mentioned if someone's interested in Pure Bar, you said that it's off
first
air.
Class is free.
First class is free.
We can get you into the studio for a free 30-minute intro. It's just a great way to give you kind of a preview of all the formats that we offer and a really great way to experience how we build strength and community in the studio.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Arsenal Events is in this morning. That means Kristen Loescher is here, and she has brought along Chelsea Cameron. Chelsea set such a high mark, though. I think you're going to have to bring her back.
Oh, she'll come back.
She's
sure.
She's so much fun.
You can't see my happy dance over the radio, but it's happening.
Chelsea's with Pure Barre, and we'll talk about that again too, of how you can check that out and look into the whole world of cross training. The Stafford Race Series is something, Kristen, you've been involved with, boy, for a long time, because even in some of your past lives that I have known you, you really helped set up this series.
Right. It was sitting at the Jeff Rouse Women's Sports Center with Lisa Logan and Courtney Swinson, but I think she's gotten married now,
yeah.
So it's not Courtney Swinson anymore. And we were sitting around kind of talking about races and stuff, and somehow it came up like, we should have a race series. I'm like, we should. And so Stafford Tourism has been a huge part of the race series since it started. I want to say it's year 8 this year. We had nearly 100 people complete all 4 races in the series last year. So it kicks off with Stafford Hospital's Spring Fever race. And next up is Go for Bow, which is held at the Stafford Airport, which everyone really expects it to be like so flat and fast because they're running on the runway.
Right.
But because of some of the tight turns on there, I mean, it's fast, but it's tough with the 180
Isn't
turns.
Isn't that interesting? Because I just assumed, that it would
like flat
be
flat and fast. But then you're like, oh, no, having to make the hard turns, you're kind of slowing and everything. But there are still some really fast times on that course. So Ebenezer United Methodist Church puts that race on. They support Bow Sierra Leone. They have built hospitals there. I mean, the cool little gifts that they have, they actually purchase wooden carvings, carved animals and different things from that community, and then bring it back here for their race awards.
Oh, wow.
So it's really cool. And then we have our Halloween 5K and Monster Mile, and we round it out with the Frosty 5K and Reindeer Run, which again, talking to Chelsea about that, she did run the Frosty 5K.
That's pretty impressive.
I couldn't feel my toes at the end of the morning.
It's always cold, and that it's race cold. To me is so interesting because it's so different. And I don't even know what the rest of the course is, but the fact that you start running uphill and you finish going downhill to me
nightmare.
Is pretty interesting.
There's rolling hills.
Yeah.
Gentle rolling hills, we like to call
gentle
them.
Gentle rolling hills, she says. That's such hills. A lie, says the runner. There's nothing gentle
There's
about
nothing
any
about
hills.
That. Yeah, that first
no.
hill.
Well, the course used to be much worse, though. So initially, that's terrible to say, but initially we ran up Embry Mill Hill, all the way up to the top, almost where Ebenezer Church is.
Oh, yeah.
And you would see people's Stravas, just the heart rate spike, the incline, the elevation change. It used to be a much more challenging course. But then as the neighborhood developed and fully became built out, it was, it's kind of an inconvenience to the residents there. So we did make a course change. But it used to be much more challenging. It was tough. I mean, almost like Hospital Hill-like, right? You hear people talk about that. Or even like Fall Hill, that we throw that into the Luger Half Marathon. It's hard to escape hills in this area.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you want a fast course, do the Stafford Hospital. Are we not Stafford? The Stafford Airport one. That's just, that you can't get flatter than that in this area. So,
speaking of just things you're surprised at, I can remember the first time I did, I did a mile race.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in good shape, and I thought, oh, this will be nothing. And I remember halfway through, I thought, I don't know that I think I'm going to have to walk.
The lactic acid started
to kick in. Running a mile race to me is so challenging because I never know how to.
You're
you can't go out too
completely
fast.
Completely differently,
yes.
Right? Like a 5K, you're going out and sure, you might be tempoing it, right? Like you're running at a challenging pace, but it's not like I'm trying to crank out this mile as fast as my legs will take me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's completely different training that you have to do. And I think as runners, right, so many of our runs are, we might be doing some intervals and stuff, but it's longer, easy runs. Yeah, and you get thrown into a mile like that, it's kind of a rude awakening. Because everyone's taking off, right? They're going out fast.
Right.
You're like, I'm going with them. And you get caught up in the moment.
It does. And then all of a sudden, you start losing, you've lost your breath.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh.
And So I'm glad that's not, it's happened to me several times. There really are a lot of opportunities in this area. And if you haven't kept up with your New Year's resolution, you can jump in and run in a lot of these races and start off with a 5K. And then build up. FARC has all kinds of races. They've got a series. There's the Stafford series. And I mean, I know you're doing a race in a couple of weeks in Ashland. And there are a lot of races in Northern Virginia.
Yep.
Choose from.
Yeah. Jump in on something, right? Anybody can do a 5K, walk, run it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you have to run the entire thing. You can take breaks when you need to. And then, you know, take it from there. I just feel like the resolution mindset, right, is kind of an all or nothing mindset. And for me personally, it's kind of like once that ends or you quote unquote fail, like, oh, I didn't stick to my resolution, it's easy to then just be like, well, that didn't happen,
whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
Versus setting something like a little bit more realistic or like, hey, I'm going to have off days. I might get sick. I might get injured. A kid might get sick, right? Mm-hmm. Like you might miss a workout, but is that really the end of the world? No. You just skip three days of running. But you're going to be fine.
Yeah,
just
you
keep
go back
going.
And just hit the pavement again.
Keep going.
Get back in the studio. Do another class.
And Chelsea, I would think that if just kind of in the whole getting in shape kind of thing, the both running and cross training, what Pure Barre offers is a great, you know, they complement each other.
Yeah, they really do complement each other. Absolutely.
Yep. We have so many runners that come into the studio for sure because they need that cross training. And I think both Pure Barre and running or walking, right, it's not intimidating. You know, like you come into a studio and the studio is welcoming. They're ready to meet you where you're at. The modifications can be made. I'm modifying in class right now because I hurt my knee.
Don't roll your eyes about it. We encourage that. We highly encourage that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But there's lots of modifications that you can do in class.
Oh, for sure. It's really for every body and every fitness level and strength capacity, wherever you're coming in at. People come in all the time and they say, I'm really weak. I'm really weak. No, you're not. You're strong where you are. All we do is build strength from wherever you start.
Right. And I mean, and two, there's a lot of movements that you'll do in a Pure Barre class that are things that you might actually be doing in physical therapy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there's,
it does mimic physical therapy pretty closely.
It's a much more fun way to get your physical therapy.
I was just going to say, yes.
Really and truly. You know, it's like, and it's not, I think sometimes, you know, you go to physical therapy, it feels like, oh man, like I'm struggling to like deal with all of these things. But for me, because I have such a bad back, being able to take the Pure Barre classes and strengthen my core has been essential.
Yeah.
Because I've been dealing with back issues for the past 18 years, and a lot of it had to do with a weak core, right? And not taking care of your body fully, right? And again, be like, I have strong legs.
My
but
girl.
Ignored everything else. And it led to a lot of issues then because I think I had the imbalance in my body. But yes, to be able to strengthen the core finally, you know, after years and years, probably like, I don't know.
It really is game changer.
Days of core work with all of, if you combine it all.
For sure, yes.
A lot of core work that's been
days,
done.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So it just occurred to me because I was talking to Chelsea about her background and how she got involved. So when she contacted you and you were already with Pure Barre, how did you discover Pure Barre and the need to do cross training?
Well, for me, if you remember, we started our business at the end of 2019.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to start taking over for Vic in the race timing business in 2020. And nothing really happened, right?
No.
From March onward, it was a challenge to be able to host a race in the area. You know, you had to adhere to guidelines at some point where it was like your cap at the, you know, the event was 250 people and there wasn't a lot happening. And
I remember some
of
those races that you did and it was just
like,
how are you doing it?
I'm trying to picture it and imagine
it. We had to stand
six
feet apart.
How do you distance runners?
It was.
The rules were, at the start, you had to like stand 6 feet apart. And then once the race started, they could just go and do their thing. So that's what. And I mean, I don't sit still easily. So I'm like, I need something. I missed working in a gym environment. That's what I've done since I've moved to the Fredericksburg area. And so I happened to just be on Indeed and I saw it and I read the job description. And it's not often that you read a job description and go, I can do all of these things, right? But I read it and I actually could check all the boxes off. And I was like, wait a second, I think I can do this. What's Pure Barre? And I remember Googling it and taking my first class online because I was like searching. And it was like a foundations class. And I was like, oh, this is hard. And I remember quitting partway through my very first Pure Barre class. I was like, and I would tell people, they'd come and do their first class at the studio. And I'd be like, guys, just so you know, I quit in my first Pure Barre class.
We had the advantage of being
and you
at
did
home
not,
for the first one.
Right? I was like, I quit because it was so challenging.
It's hard.
Pure Barre is hard. It's challenging. It's designed to be challenging. And so that's what initially brought me to Pure Bar, and I had the opportunity to work with Kim and Chelsea, the whole team, to open up that studio. And it was such an exciting time because, again, I missed that community. I missed...
Yeah.
I mean, gyms are great places to work, right? People come out from working out. They have endorphins.
Yeah.
They're happy.
Right.
Feeling you know, it's, and it's like,
you're
like-minded, right? Well, yeah, sometimes I'm not happy because that was really hard. But no, I'm always happy when it's done. In the moment, I might be a little angry. Yeah, so that's what initially led me to Pure Bar. And then at the end of the day, like, you know, Chelsea knows, like, I loved that job so much. But it came to the point where between family needs, right? So we have two kids in college now. One chose a college in Phoenix. And I'm like, well, how do I get people all over the places? You have family dynamics changing. You know, my dad is getting older. So many things kind of started to come into play. And I went, doggone it, I can't be a mom.
It was one of the worst phone calls I've
ever gotten.
And
I'm just like,
no,
I can't. You know, I needed like a body double. And I had to make a choice. And obviously, being the owner of our race timing business, had to take priority.
Sure.
Because what we do is such a unique thing with race timing, it's not like I'm like, let's just go find another race timer in the area.
Yeah, no.
Right.
That could do all of this. So it is such a unique market. So it was a really hard decision. I'm still at the studio probably 4 or 5 days a week
working out.
And it's such a good time. Sometimes you just have to make those choices in life.
She looked at it, yeah, so did I. And I actually was like about to cry just listening to you talk about it because I was like, oh no.
Don't cry.
I mean, when she said she looked at the job description and said, I can do all those things, she didn't just do all those things. Kristen actually completely shaped what Pure Bar Stafford is for our whole community and absolutely set all of us up for success. I mean, I kid you not. I used to tell people all the time, I taught there and I still teach there. I'm one of the teachers on the team, but that was how I started. And I used to tell people, I can't imagine Pure Bar without Kristen at the helm. Like, it's not, no, I can't. And then when she called me one day and said, okay, are you sitting down? I was like, no.
I didn't even want, I never wanted
Pure Bar where she wasn't guiding and leading. Yeah. And she left real big shoes to fill.
But Chelsea is crushing it, right? So don't let her say that. Like, she's crushing it. But it is hard because you build some of those relationships and friendships. I mean, true, deep friendships. And things were working so well, right? That's the other thing, too. It's hard to leave a job that you love so much. I was like, there's no complaints with that job. It was the best job I think I've ever had, right? And so that's, it's tough. And you're like, doggone it. Like, why do I have to make adult grown-up choices?
Right, being a grown-up is hard.
So on Saturday, Chelsea, you are going to be leading the pop-up class.
Oh, it's such a fun class.
What does that involve?
I mean, that's another way, again, to get involved with, to try Pure Bar for the first time.
Try
it's a free
it. Sure.
class. It's free. Yep. It's a 50-minute class. So a lot of our outdoor pop-ups or sometimes we'll do indoor pop-ups at local breweries, wineries, things like that. But this one, outside in the sunshine, it's 50 full minutes. And Hannah, our lead teacher, is going to be guiding the class through. She's the best in the business.
Yes.
Hands down. Absolutely
so
incredible. And we just pile both of our studios. Our owner, Kim Salzano, actually owns Pure Bar Stafford and Pure Bar Fredericksburg. So the sister studios are teaming up. And all of us will be out on the ball field, right there in the outfield.
Yeah.
You bring a mat. You can wear tennis shoes and wear socks. You can go barefoot. Totally up to you what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Sign up with the studio that's closest to you. You can go online and look for it. There's a link online to sign up. You can call us, text us, and we can talk through all the details. But it is one of the best ways to just come experience what we do because you're just outside.
Yes.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's engaging.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. No, there's nothing to be afraid of.
If you've not tried it, this is a very,
and bring a friend.
Easy.
Grab a friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Or grab a group and say, hey, let's go do this.
It's always better with a buddy.
How often are you going to be able to do a class on the Fred Nuts, you know, ball field?
Yes. Like, it's super
come on.
Cool.
Right. That is. Yeah. That's like finishing a race there.
Yeah.
It's something you can always.
Next goal is to get the team out. I want the Fred Nuts out there in a pop-up class.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
we
my
just
goal.
Put it
Robbie,
out there.
Are you listening? I've been waiting.
Perry sometimes listens.
Robbie Perry. He knows I'm coming for him. I've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Well, now we
that
put
team,
it out there to the world.
We're going
to
get that team in a class for
they
sure.
They need to.
Well, like you say, it's good activity.
Good activity, yeah. And activity is just good, period, right?
Yeah.
Movement
right.
is good. And
right.
so when you pair it with a well-researched, scientific
right.
workout program behind it. You know, this isn't just coming into a place and moving around for 50 minutes. This is like really intentional, well thought out movement patterns.
Yes.
That
yeah, it's
are
been cool.
Unmatched, honestly.
Because we've had personal trainers come to take Pure Barre classes, and they will kind of have those aha moments of like, that's how you isolate that muscle.
Yeah, right.
Right? And so they're picking up kind of like, they're picking up knowledge by taking the classes because, like you're saying, it's so scientifically based and researched, and they do such a cool job because every class you take is different too.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't realize that. So you're coming in and it's changing a little bit every day. And so your body is constantly challenged. You don't really have the opportunity to plateau. And it is similar to running in that, like, you can plateau with running unless you are mixing up what you're doing, right? You're doing shorter intervals at a faster pace, or you might be doing a tempo run, a progression run, right? Hey, today's my easy run. But you have to be able to change up what you're doing in order to get stronger or faster.
Sounds very
I love
cool.
that part of it. Yeah. It is very cool. So are you coming in for a class then, Ted? Is that what I'm hearing?
We just put that out too.
He said it sounds cool. He was smiling, you guys.
Let's not make this so personal. let's not make this so personal, please. Wow. I did when I said that. Well, that sounds cool. And I could see in your eyes.
Oh, yeah. That went right. Listen, you'll be there on Saturday at the race. You're announcing anyway. Come on down.
Just hop onto the field with us after.
Just
do it.
They bring extra mats usually. So if you forget your mat, Ted.
I got you.
If you forget it.
Forget my mat. Yes. Kristen Lozier and Chelsea Cameron in this morning. Arsenal Events and Pure Barre. And we'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Good stuff this morning as we talk about just getting in shape and events in the area. And one of the big events, the Grand Slam Rock this Saturday at Virginia Credit Union Stadium on Saturday morning, and it starts when?
The kids' half mile starts at 8.
8.
And then the mile's at 8:20, the 5K's at 8:45. You can park at the stadium. It's really cute because, of course, you can cheer all of those little runners in first before you run your 5K. And then, Chelsea will kick it off with the national anthem around 8:40. And then that 5K starts at 8:45. And, there's so many good fun things that go into it, too. Mayturn Staffing is our Beer Hero sponsor. And I love them
for that,
right? Like, I mean, they are probably the most popular people on race day.
I would think so.
Because there's a lot of people that enjoy a post-race beer, so you can enjoy a post-race beer on the field. But the other cool thing we added this year was we got feedback from people saying, like, hey, I don't drink beer. Could you ever do something with wine? And so the estate at Whitehall out in King George has actually said that if you show them their race bib, your race bib from Saturday until St. Patrick's Day, you can do a wine tasting of 5 of their wines. So you can run the race and then go out and enjoy an afternoon at the winery, do some sampling.
I'll hand you a race bib.
And so, Chelsea, we have just totally ignored the fact you're singing the national anthem.
I am singing the national anthem. It's the most nerve-wracking part of any day when I'm on the anthem docket. Not going to lie. I love it so much. Yeah. It's so meaningful to me.
Yeah.
It really does matter, a great deal for me as a military veteran.
Air Force veteran.
Air Force veteran, and so the anthem has a lot of deep-seated impact in my life.
Yeah, and you can feel it.
When I get to sing it, it's a huge honor, but it's the one song everybody knows.
Yes.
All the words.
Yes.
And you're just out there, all alone. It's super fun. I love that she lets me do that from time to time.
Well, I think it's awesome that she comes out to do it because she has such an amazing voice and you can feel it, right? Like she's saying, you can feel how meaningful the anthem is to her. And it means a lot to all of us, right? But to have someone who has served their country and is able to go out and, she's blessed with a voice like this. I do not have a voice like this. This is why, you make friends who have other talents, that you don't have. I'm like, good Lord, do not hand me a microphone other than on your mark, get set, go.
On the other hand, want the microphones all the time. All the microphones, please. Teaching, on stage, all of it.
No, not me. That's why, Chelsea, seriously, the fact that you came into my life is a huge blessing. So, we're excited to have her because she is talented in so many ways.
Again, the Grand Slam Rock race this Saturday morning. And check it out with the Arsenal Events. Google it. or just even if you just
come
Google
out and run
Glenn
it. You will find it. Yes, check us out on social media, Arsenal Events on Facebook and Instagram. So we've shared links and information about the race. Sign up. Don't have FOMO.
And stick around for the Pure Bar class.
After. And check out Pure Bar, B-A-R-R-E.
That's right. Yeah.
Chelsea Cameron in the Stafford office.
That's right. Pure Bar Stafford.
Thank you both. This has been fun.
Thanks.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yes,
thank you.
Would love to.
That's it. Kristen Loescher, Chelsea Cameron, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.